10 months after the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, U.S. forces in Iraq have announced plans to withdraw from cities and towns to a number of bases across the country. NPR's Ivan Watson reports on some of the small ways that more than 100,000 American troops have affected Iraqi society.
Ghost music is the kind of place where Iraqis don't hesitate to sing along with the murdered American rapper Tupac Shakur. This CD store has long specialized in Western music, but since the U.S. invasion, the selection has more than doubled.
Linkin Park, B.I.G., the Prince of Rap, DMX, Led Zeppelin, maybe Guns N' Roses, yes, it's good also here. Metallica.
Store owner Saad Saadi points out shelves that are dominated by American rap and heavy metal, in part because American soldiers have become his biggest customers. Saadi says the troops send their Iraqi translators to him to buy bag loads of cheap pirated CDs that cost less than $2 a piece.
I got a lot of Iraqi people who works for the soldiers, and all of them has a list like this one. So they used to say, give me this one, this one, this one, this one, and write it down on a piece of paper, and I prepare it for him.
In Baghdad, the influence of the U.S. occupation goes far beyond the city's bombed-out buildings and miles of barbed wire and concrete barricades. The presence of tens of thousands of foreign troops has also affected everything from the food served in downtown restaurants to fashion and style on busy market streets. 11 months after the invasion, the street kids now beg in English.
Give me money, please, Mister.
Meanwhile, the bazaars are full of products that have come directly from U.S. soldiers. At the weekly book fair on Abu Nawas Street, customers stroll past recently printed Islamic texts banned by Saddam Hussein that lie next to recent issues of Maxim, Men's Fitness, and Soldiers magazine. English teacher and part-time bookseller Fadil Habiba sells second-hand copies of Tom Clancy novels. The books come dog-eared from Iraqi translators who originally got them from American GIs.
The persons who work with American soldiers came to the market and we buying from them.
Some entrepreneurial Iraqis are now making a living, selling goods that American soldiers give as gifts or sell to Iraqis at a cheap price. U.S. helicopters periodically roar overhead at Baghdad's trendy Karada district, where street vendors hawk U.S. military flashlights and meals ready to eat, as well as battered tins of Skoal dipping tobacco, foot powder, sunblock, and deodorant. A woman in a headscarf named Aida El Khaib says she's here to buy packs of wet wipes. Though intended for GIs, these wipes will be used to change her grandson's diapers.
What shall we do? We have to buy it, yeah, because I have Hafid. You know Hafid?
A grandson.
Grandson. And she uses this for the baby.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.